Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Okay, I am a sucker for brilliant market strategy, which is why I love, love, love this article. These folks took advantage of a changed environment and found a way to be a credible alternative. Here are a couple of tactics we can use. First off, Overtime took full advantage of the elephant in the room. In this case, social media. These high school athletes were gaining a following but couldn't do anything with it. This dynamic changed the game for the NCAA, who was used to taking popular hometown heroes and making them stars in college. Overtime just directed that energy and created a financial outlet for them. So ask yourself, what goes unrewarded in our world, and how can I take advantage of that? How can I take an advantage or create an outlet for that missing piece? At the same time, Overtime stayed in their lane. The league is an outgrowth of the core business, which is sports media content for younger athletes. They didn't expand their audience. They expanded their role, what they did for the kids they cover. So they don't compete directly with NCAA to replace this Goliath. They position the league and their arrangement as an academic accelerator. Love that. The kids can go to college after the OTE. So let's ask ourselves, how can we get to our clients first? How can we do more before they enter the system? In this case, college sports. This is an example of leveraging what we already have to address a controversial problem that was created by a game changer in the environment. The biggest question to ask ourselves is this: how do we leverage what we and our clients have to become better advocates and therefore the credible alternative? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.